Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. Today I'm in virtual company of Joris Tobe, director of Frantic Attempts, screening at the EFP Future Frames Generation Next of European Cinema. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, first of all, how was this experience at Karlovy Vary? Because I understand that you're back. So, how was it? How did Karlovy Vary treat you?
It treated me really well. I'm back and I'm still recovering a little bit because it was an overwhelming experience from film to film to party to screening to Q&A. So it was really, really nice. Like, I really loved the place and the film festival as well. But it was overwhelming as well. So I'm a little bit tired, but yeah, in a good way.
I was telling your fellow colleague in the Future Frames section that I noticed that none of you decided to opt for a classic film.
You mean in making our films or
yes,
at the festival?
Yes, exactly. In making your films, yes. There was nothing, you know, predictable, at least, from the works I watched, so...
I agree. There were so many different kind of movies in our 10 directors, but it was also, they all had a really certain style of filmmaking, which was unique. And a lot of times I thought, I've never seen such a movie. So I think that's good that we're creative and that we're trying to make things that doesn't exist yet.
I have to say, so let's talk about Frantic Attempts. If I read correctly, you already won a Dutch Film Critics Award for Best Graduation Film with Frantic Attempts. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
So how was it? I mean, to go and participate in this section, knowing that, you know, your country already approved, let's say.
Yeah. Well, I was really happy that the Critics Awards we won. It's such an impact because there were a lot of people wanting something from me afterwards. But because it's a tragic comedy, with kind of, the film has deeper layers than comedy, and that's what about the film. But I was curious if an international audience also would like it, because it's, of course, in Dutch, so it's not in English. So I was really afraid, well, not afraid, but curious and kind of anxious if an international audience would also like the film. But I got a lot of positive reactions, and being part of the Future Frames also meant that people like the film who are not speaking Dutch. So I think it turned out well.
I'm going to tell a joke. I mean, I thought all you need is white socks, a ponytail, and a Birkenstock to become a guru. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Well, like, you don't have to have a permit or a diploma to become a coach. So we could all become a coach if we want. And then I think the difference of level would be really big. But if you want to become a coach, yeah, why not? Maybe Birkenstocks and white socks will help, yes.
But seriously speaking, I mean, I felt with the film that, you know, let's say, I don't like to talk about messages in a film. So let's say that what I got from the film is that if you really want to achieve something, and in that case, understand the meaning of it all, of, about you, I mean, what's your goal in life, you need to really want it. I mean, that's the first step. Coach or not coach?
Yes. Yeah, I think the film tells about, well, in the first place, about finishing stuff, because the main character has a lot of problems with this. And he's really looking for answers on life and how to live life and how do I know if I'm good enough in even setting a little human being on this earth. And then he kind of finds out that it's not about the answer, so it's not about finding the answer, it's also about trying, and that sometimes trying is enough. It's you don't have to know everything to live a good life, but you can also, like, if you keep on trying, that's maybe enough. You don't have to have conclusions all the time. Yeah.
So what was the genesis of Frantic Attempts? I mean, you're young, so I figure that this is a kind of film that comes later in life.
Well, I think when I was 17 or 18 years old, no, 18 years old, I went to a coaching trajectory myself, and that took it was not only a weekend, it was 5 months of coaching, because I didn't know what to do with life. I thought growing up would be a really nice experience, finally being free out of your school, away from your parents, but I was filled with fear of how life worked. So it actually comes from my own experience in such a coaching trajectory. And of course the main character is afraid of getting a child. I didn't have that experience, but I think it's a, how do we say that, it's a common search for all of us. Like it's a coming of age while this guy is quite old already. So I think it's coming of age if you're 16 or 35 or even 60, you can still feel that you have no idea what life is about. And I had it when I was 18 years old. I still have it every day. But so I think it's a common problem.
I know, but you're talking to a person who's always made fun of, because I see coming of age films everywhere, even when they're talking about 80 years old people. So I totally agree with you. We're always coming of age, as I always say. So yes.
Yes, we never found it. It's the only time you found it is when you're dead and there's nothing to be found anymore.
I can agree more. So what about you, Gareth? What do you see? What do you hope for your future?
So what I hope for my future is that I'd be able to make a lot more films and using my own voice in making these films. So making my own kind of films and write them as well. And I think the most, the films that I want to make and that I wrote already have in common that they're all kind of about our belief systems and about the fundamentals underneath our about us as human beings. And I really hope that with making these films, I can show the world that everyone is a seeker and no one has control about life, and that it's really tragic but also really funny to look at this way, and that people can laugh about their own shortcomings, I think, and darker sides.
I like that. So hopefully we will meet again at the festival. So are you already working on a new film? Do you already have ideas?
Yes, I hope so too. I hope we'll meet again at the festival. And I just wrote a short film, which we will produce, I hope, the end of this year. And then I just started to write my first feature film as well. But these are just ideas. I shouldn't rush too much.
So what can I say? Good luck. Good luck. You know, with Fred, we follow, we try to cover as many festivals as possible. So as I told you, I'm sure I want to change it. I'm sure we will meet again in person at the festival, hopefully the big ones.
Yes, let's make that a goal and then we'll see each other there and talk about life and films.
And coming of age films.
And coming of age, which every film is, in the sense.
Grazie. And we've been talking to Gioreth Tobe, director of Frantic Attempts, screening at EFP Future Frames Generation Next of European Cinema at the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival. And this is Chiarani Collettivo for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.